Hello, it is me, Bree, aka Slime, and I'm just hanging out here. This is my second time recording this because I had the gain way too high the first time and I didn't realize it and I was clipping, so there were some areas where it was a little bit distorted and clipping. So this is my second time recording this. So anyway, today is Thursday, September 4th, 2025. And it is 4:48 p.m., and I'm just hanging out here. I am not utilizing the knockoff SM7B microphone. I'm using the Mackie EM99B again. I used it once before because I think that it sounds pretty good. I listened to, I only made one podcast with it, and I listened back to it today, and it doesn't sound that bad. It's not as dark sounding as the SM7B, but it's not too bright either. And it's not too sibilant. It actually is very sibilant, but I have two de-essers on, so that mitigates some of the sibilance. But I think that this sounds pretty good. Yeah, I got this a couple of years ago, and I never really used it. Anyway, I am just hanging out here. I fed the cats not too long ago. And yeah, listening to this through my headphones, I am monitoring it right now, and it does sound very sibilant. This microphone is very sibilant, but when I pause it and listen back, it is not sibilant because of the de-essers that I have. But that's the reason why I didn't like using this microphone to begin with, and why I didn't use it, because it is very sibilant. But it does sound really good, actually, with the de-essers on. But that's why I didn't really use it that much in the past. Because naturally, it is very sibilant. But anyway, yeah, I'm just hanging out here. And, so yeah, Starshine and Sydney are sleeping on the bed. And they are curled up right now. They look very cute. And, yeah, I fed the cats not too long ago. I fed them some Delectables, which it says lickable treat on the pouch. It's like these pouches of, it's mostly gravy, but it does have some meat in there too. And I mentioned this before, our pets are eating better than us. These cat foods, they have really good ingredients. And they're all natural, with no preservatives, no artificial colors, and they're very nutritious. One time I looked at the side of a bag of Meow Mix, and it had over 50 different vitamins and nutrients. The entire side of the bag of Meow Mix was just a slew of a giant listing of like over 50 vitamins and nutrients that are in there. So yeah, I don't know if this is a conspiracy or what, but our cats are eating better than us. I'm serious. So yeah. Anyway, it's a little different speaking at normal volume because the past few days I have been whispering a lot. I have been making ASMR podcasts, which you can see linked on my website. You can see a link to my ASMR podcast, ASMR Whispering. And, by the way, I switched podcasting hosts. I used to use Simplecast, but I switched to Castos. I think it's pronounced Castos. Yeah, Castos. And it is a little bit more expensive. Simplecast is $15 per podcast. So it was costing me $30 a month to have two podcasts, whereas Castos, you can have unlimited for $50 a month and unlimited everything. And also, mostly I switched because I like the website that they offer a little bit better. It looks a little bit better. I think it looks really good right now. But Simplecast, that is a factor that I weigh when I'm picking a podcast host. how good the pre-made website looks and how customizable it is. And just how the website looks that they offer with it. And the Simplecast website, it does look pretty good. Simplecast is owned by SiriusXM, and Castos is not owned by anyone. But I would say that the Castos website looks better than the Simplecast one. And it is more customizable. They have like 3 different layouts that you can choose from, and then you can customize it even further with the different color schemes and stuff. So yeah, like I said, I've been making the ASMR podcasts, and then I upload it to YouTube. I haven't been making a video portion, even though I bought the Akaso Brave 4. I just upload the audio to YouTube with the cover art picture, because I have the Akaso camera, which I've talked about before, but when I hook it up with the HDMI capture card, it doesn't look that good. The quality isn't that good. So I have to get like a different camera if I want to be serious about making YouTube videos. So I'm just going to forego that right now. I'm not the best videographer. I don't know much about videography. Well, I know a little, but I am better with audio. So I think I'm just going to stick to audio for now and just upload the audio to YouTube with the cover art. But yeah. By the way, I will be moving into a different place next week, so I will have better acoustics and better audio on my ASMR podcast. Because the place that I'm in right now is kind of noisy. Well, it's very noisy. There's a lot of road noise. There's so much noise. There's road noise, and then also people coming in and out. And I am right by the kitchen, and there's just noise going on a lot. Seems like, especially when I want to record, it is unbelievable. It's a very loud area. There's lots of motorcycles and loud cars driving down the road. And then there's the neighbor's dog barking at various times. So even with the window closed, right now the window is closed, but I still hear cars driving by very loudly. So, not in this episode, but in the one that I recorded earlier, the one that was a little too loud and was clipping, I had to pause it and then start recording several times because of the road noise. So, and also people moving around in the kitchen and whatever, washing dishes, doing whatever. So yeah, I will be moving into a different place next week, which is actually cheaper, and the room is like 6 times the size of this room. I'm in a tiny, tiny designed room. It's described as, it was like a room that was made off of the kitchen. So I will have a lot more space in my new place, and the cats will have space to run around, and I'll have space for a cat tree again, and it'll just be way better for them. So that was the main thing that was motivating me to move out, but also I need more space for myself as well. And also another big factor was the road noise and the background noise. So this new place that I'll be in, it is much, much quieter. It is on a quieter street, and it is a lot more private and a lot more quiet. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be able to produce better podcasts, especially better ASMR podcasts. When it comes to regular podcasting, it's not as important. But when I do ASMR podcasts, I use the Blue Yeti, which is a condenser microphone, which is way more sensitive to background noises and room noises and any other type of noise that's around. So condenser microphones pick up a lot more than dynamic microphones. Right now I'm using a dynamic microphone, but I use the Blue Yeti for ASMR because it has stereo mode, where I can go back and forth. I can be speaking into someone's left ear and then their right ear and just go from left to right, which is better for a more immersive ASMR experience. But when it comes to regular podcasting, I just use a dynamic microphone. So yeah, I use a Blue Yeti for the ASMR podcast. And I also have a Behringer Bigfoot, which is a Blue Yeti knockoff. But it actually sounds pretty decent for the price. It was only $28. But I've been using the Blue Yeti. The Blue Yeti is just a little bit better. So even with a noise gate on, I can still hear stuff in the background. I can hear the refrigerator humming and cars driving by, motorcycles driving by, people coming in and out of the kitchen and doing stuff in there. It picks up everything. So I released two ASMR podcasts, and they are not that good because of the background noise. You can hear the refrigerator in the background. You can hear it humming, and also other background noises at times. Even though I tried very hard to make sure that none of that was picked up, I had to keep pausing and editing and deleting, and like as soon as somebody came into the kitchen, I would have to stop recording and then start again as soon as they were done. And sometimes that would take like 20 minutes. And by the time they were done, I wasn't even in the mood to podcast anymore. It just completely disrupted the entire workflow. So that was, it is crucial for me, especially for ASMR podcasts, to have a quiet environment. So anyway, like I said, I'm just hanging out here. Yesterday I was gone for like 7 hours. I had to run a lot of errands yesterday. I had to cash a check, which Walmart wouldn't cash for some reason. I don't know why Walmart wouldn't cash my check. They said that it might be because of the specific bank. They don't deal with all banks. So I had to go to a check cashing place. And they charged me over $50 to cash the check. I don't know what the percentage was, but it was a lot. Whereas Walmart would have only been $8. But they wouldn't cash the check. I don't know why. And then, so I had to do a few different things. I had to run a few different errands. And I had my DVT group yesterday. I also did a little bit of grocery shopping yesterday. And I was gone for like 6 to 7 hours yesterday. And the DBT group, by the way, is going very well. I really enjoy that group, that class, whatever you want to call it. So I am about halfway done with the DBT group. I think there are 6 more classes. I think there are 13 classes total. I think it's 13 weeks long. Yeah, it is. It's 13 weeks long, and I believe that we are about halfway done. I think we have done 7 classes so far, so I have 6 more. I think it ends in mid-October, something like that. And it is a really good group. It is very small. There are only, I think, 8 people in the group, and so I participate a lot, which is very rare for me whenever I've been in classes in the past. Most classes that I've taken in the past, well, they've mostly been extremely boring. But even if they are engaging, there is usually a very large class. It's usually a lot of people, and I don't really feel as comfortable participating. And it's not as intimate, and it's not as personal. Classes are way better when it's a smaller group. So I've raised my hand a lot and contributed a lot. I participated a lot in this group, which is rare for me in most classes. So anyway, now that I'm back to renting and paying rent and stuff, I cannot afford as many things. So pretty much all my budget after paying rent goes to buying food. So I can't buy as many microphones anymore. So I've had to exhibit a lot of restraint when it comes to purchasing microphones. But today I was thinking about it. I was looking at the Shure SM57. I have a knockoff SM7B, which sounds probably a little bit better than the SM57. But for some reason, I was just researching the SM57, and I was tempted to purchase one because they have knockoff SM57s on eBay for like $30. And I was tempted to buy one of those. But I'm showing restraint. I have to because I can't really afford it. But the SM57 is a legendary microphone, just like the SM7B. I think it's been around longer than the SM7B. But anyway, I have enough microphones as it is. I don't need a new one. Like I said, I'm using the Mackie EM99B, which is a pleasure to use. It sounds pretty good. But it was tempting. The SM57 is tempting because it requires a lot less gain than the SM7B. With the SM7B, even with a Vocaster 1, which has 70 decibels of gain, it's not enough to drive the SM7B. I needed the Clark Technic CT1, the mic booster, in order to get a decent signal. But with the SM57, I wouldn't need to use that. And it sounds almost as good. It sounds really good, actually. Maybe not as good as the SM7B, but it's pretty close sounding, and it is a lot cheaper. It's $100 brand new, but you can get a knockoff one for $30 on eBay, which sounds exactly like the original one. But anyway, like I mentioned before, I used to be a microphone hoarder. I've probably owned 40 different ones throughout the past 6 years since I've been podcasting on and off. And that's been one thing that I've been into for a long time, but I am showing restraint now. So anyway, the cats are doing pretty good. They are hanging in there. They're not unhappy being in such a small space. Like right now, this tiny room that I'm in is like 40 square feet. I want to say 40 to 50 square feet. And the cats have been pretty good at dealing with it. They have not been unhappy. They are pretty much happy wherever I am. Wherever they're with me, they're happy. But they have been very patient cats. But they're going to be really happy when they move into the new room. Which, like I said, it's cheaper and it's a lot bigger and a lot quieter. So if you do listen to any of my ASMR podcasts, just keep in mind that they were recorded in a very loud environment and that I had to keep pausing and restarting again and deleting and editing. And so there will be way less background noise. There won't be any background noise. But just keep that in mind if you do listen to them and you think they're not good because of background noise or because of background noise, then just know that the future episodes will be better. that there will be no background noise when I switch places. So anyway, like I said, I'm using the Mackie EM99B right now, which is an absolute pleasure to use. It sounds really good. But this is a very quiet microphone. It is very good at rejecting background noise, and it's very easy to power. It doesn't require a lot of gain, and it's just pretty good. It might actually be better than the SM7B. I think it's as good. I think it might actually be better. It has really good highs, and really good lows, and good mids. It's just, it is really good. It's a little bit brighter than the SM7B. It is very balanced, and it is really good sounding, actually. It might be better. You might think that it sounds better. To some people, I think this might sound better than the SM7B. But anyway. Anyway, that is what's going on. That is all that's going on right now. I'm going to sign off now. And I'm just going to hang out with the cats and watch YouTube videos. And so yeah, I hope everyone out there that is listening to this is doing well. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I am going to sign off now. Until next time, this is Bree, aka Slime, saying goodbye and stay slimy.